He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's a lot of twos out there today. It's 2-2 Tuesday, February the 2nd, 2021, Groundhog Day, I guess. Or was that yesterday? I don't know. You know what? We normally don't celebrate it here at our house. We've got the Dow really celebrating. It sees a thaw to the frost here. It's happening now. The Dow was up 481 points out of the gate, 30,693. It did go below 30,000 there for a bit during the GameStop mania. And 31,000, just over 31,000, was the all-time high. We'll see if that 31,000 level has now become a ceiling or resistance for the Dow. That's my thoughts at the current time. S&P up 51 points, 38.25. The NASDAQ is up 137 to 13,540, closing in on its all-time high, which was 13,636, which would now also represent resistance. The Russell 2000 barely participating in today's rally. What's wrong with the small caps today? I'm not sure. 21.29 on the Russell 2K. Oil is up $1.31 to $54.86. Gold down $31 to down 1.7%, 1832. Silver giving up part of yesterday's big gains. The biggest rally, the highest close for silver in 8 years. Hi-ho, silver away, 26.89 today, down 2.53. The 10-year, those interest rates are moving higher today. You better get your refi done. 10-year at 1.10. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We've got a loaded show here for you today. We are in the heart, right in the heart of earnings season. We've got 120 S&P 500 constituents reporting this week, with a couple of big ones after the close of the market tonight. Amazon and Google. How about those fangs? They will be reporting tonight after the close. We started out the week on a pretty good note. We had a good day yesterday as the Reddit stock momentum wanes. Yeah, I bet those guys turned around and went short way up there at the top. They'd be crazy if they didn't. Because as I've said many times before, stocks eventually come back to value, to what they're worth. I think the best example of that was back in the year 2000, in March, April of the year 2000, 21 years ago. Where were you? Well, I was sitting in this chair. Maybe I had a different chair back then. I'm sure I did. I've been through many chairs since then, managing money, watching the dot-com mania and the bubble grow and grow and grow and grow and grow until it popped. And boy, did it pop. Because those stocks were way beyond any kind of rational valuation whatsoever. And when you saw GameStop up around, what, 450? I don't know where it eventually went. Let's just look at that for fun. Why not? The ultimate video game got up to, about $500 per share. I have it worth about 10, not even that, maybe the low single digits. Well, guess what? It's headed in that direction. It hit $500 per share 4 days ago, and now it's $118 per share. That's an 75% drop in the stock. You know, I got a hunch that there's a lot of new people in the market these days. I think COVID, you know, what else is there to do? You're locked in the home. You can't leave the house. It's all you can do is order DoorDash, have that Chipotle delivered to your door. Video games are getting old. Well, you start playing the stock market. Well, you know what? You might want to listen to a guy who's got 24 years of experience in said market. There's a giant learning curve in the market. And as I mentioned yesterday, Mark Cuban sent out a tweet. I didn't see it, but one of my listeners, one of my followers did. He said, "Who do you listen to in the stock market?" And more than one person sent back to Mark Cuban in reply, Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, I wouldn't trade the 24 years of experience. You know, that doesn't come easy. There's a lot of hard knocks in there. Oh, there's a lot of hard knocks in there. Learning things the hard way, and I still make plenty of mistakes. But hopefully I have gained a little bit of wisdom over the years to impart. If I were to establish my top 10 rules for the market, maybe I should do that. I've got them in my head. One of the top 10 is valuation matters. Valuation really matters. And if there's one area I spent more time on over my last 24 years than any other, it would be learning how to put valuations on stocks. That takes a lot of emotion out of the game. That keeps you from buying overpriced merchandise. That keeps you from, you know, it helps you know. When you know what your stock is worth and you see the fluctuations from day to day, that helps a lot take the emotion out of the game, knowing what those shares are worth. And number two, the other area where I've spent a heck of a lot of time studying is momentum and performance, alpha. You know, the most popular website now in the world, I guess, for financial guys and stock traders is Seeking Alpha. Alpha is finding stocks that do better than the averages. The difference in between the performance of the stock versus the average is called alpha. Well, I not only seek alpha, but I've been pretty good at delivering alpha. They rank 7,900 different guys on there, guys and gals, that write and commit themselves and make their picks and write about them and give their thesis behind them. And I'm in the top 2%. That's pretty good. Of all the different people out there Seeking Alpha. Now, if you expand that out to the 15,000 analysts and people that actually put into print their picks, their thesis behind them, their valuations, their target prices, etc., I'm in the top 5%. So, you know, If I had no wisdom, I wouldn't be ranked where I am. I'd turn the channel to somebody else, you know. If I haven't produced results, if what I preach doesn't work, what the heck? Why waste the time? Well, you can judge for yourself whether or not what I preach and my methodology works or not. I learned a long time ago that there's a lot of flaws in pure value investing. And I also learned a long time ago that there's a lot of flaws in pure momentum investing. Okay, you guys that were buying GameStop on the way up, you were ignoring value. If you bought GameStop at 350 or even at 100, even if you're buying it at 50, it was way overpriced. You were ignoring with your left eye value while in your right eye you saw that chart running, and you were chasing it. You can't do that, or you're going to get burnt eventually. Stocks come back to valuations. That's an important rule in the market. You don't have to read Graham and Dodd's analysis book, to figure out how to value a stock. I do it in the Best Stocks Now app. There's 5,625 different securities in there. And those that I can, I have a mathematical formula that puts a 5-year valuation on those stocks. Do you know how valuable that is? You know, when I find a good chart, the first thing I do is I look at the valuation. I say, eh. You know, Illumina is a good example. That's got a great chart right now. It's breaking out, but it's got a 7% growth rate. And the valuation doesn't look very good to me. So I can eliminate that stock. I would say another top 10 rule, the process of elimination. Eliminating the chaff and focusing on the wheat. You know what that means in today's world? Do you realize those Pop-Tarts you eat come from wheat that's grown? Yes, it's not manufactured in a test tube or by a 3D printing computer. Wheat. You want to invest in those kernels of hard red Montana wheat. This is Bill Gunderson. Let's look for some when we come back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Look at that market go. It looks like a SpaceX rocket ship today with Elon Musk standing on the sidelines. You got the Dow up 527 right now, 30,742. The NASDAQ is up 185 to 13,589. I think the market is counting on a word called reconciliation. No, there will not be any reconciliation between the Democrats and the Republicans and the liberals and the conservatives and the Yankee fans and the Boston fans. No, that won't happen. But there's a word called reconciliation. If they can't come to some kind of agreement, which they won't, on this $1.9 trillion stimulus package, I think the market is counting on President Biden using a little used method called reconciliation of cramming it down everybody's throat, whether they want it or not. $1.9 trillion. That's what I think the market is hoping for. And I think it's helping the market, too, to see these Reddit stocks collapsing back towards valuations right where they belong, right back where they belong. We'll have a couple big earnings reports tonight. Amazon, currently ranked number 325 out of 6,600 in my BestStocksNowApp.com. That's why we own Amazon in our premier growth portfolio. It just seems like a core holding in today's world. And Google. Alphabet, the stock formerly known as Google. You know, it's like Prince. He changed his name somewhere along the way because of record. He's always going to be known as Prince, and Alphabet's always going to be known as Google. Google's ranked number 207. For all you gamers out there, out of 6,625 in the BestStocksNowApp.com. They will report after the close. You know, if I could have done anything else in life, I suppose I would have wanted to have been a baseball general manager. Moneyball, stats, numbers, or a professional horse race gambler. You know, that's less predictive, though. You got lame horses, you've got horses being drugged, all kinds of weird stuff. Of course, you got weird stuff in the stock market, too. But Moneyball kind of changed the way baseball, putting together rosters, looking at players. Well, these guys, they look at stats. They look at stats over and over, and they have a ranking system for these players. Well, that's what I do for the stock market. I came up with my own ranking system. You be the judge whether it works or not. You can look at the portfolios that we construct, the rosters. I have five teams right now. I have a single A team, no, double A team, a triple A team, a major league team. One of a little bit of the older players, you know, I guess you could call it the Hall of Fame team. They're paying dividends these days. They're not growing like they used to. And then, of course, we have a bond fund for those of you who can't take the volatility in the market. Well, the stocks are coming back to values today. GameStop, Costs, Express, BlackBerry, Naked Brands. You can't hide from valuation for too long. Eventually, these stocks come back to valuation. Now, that was the reason that this hedge fund that was short kept getting cash infusions, because they knew if they could wait it out and keep meeting those margin calls, that eventually GameStop would start to tank. Well, I don't know if they waited it out or not. I don't know if they hung in there long enough, but they're certainly making money now on the way down. And I got to imagine that those Reddit guys also are making money on the way down. If they stayed long that stock, shame on them. They let valuation go out the window, and they focused only on momentum. You can't do that. Nor can you focus only on value without momentum. There's too many value traps. I'll have a good example of a stock today that looks cheap on the surface. It pays a dividend yield of 8.4%, but it's a big, fat value trap without any momentum whatsoever. Is there going to be a GameStop movie? Separate film projects are now in development about past week's WSB, which is Wall Street Bets, Reddit phenomenon on Wall Street. Well, who should play? Who should get the lead in that one? Interesting stuff. I find this interesting. Russia's Sputnik vaccine is 91% effective. Now, I was making fun of it. Would you put Sputnik in your veins? Well, 91% effective with no side effects. Now, who's reporting this? Russia? I don't know. But I did hear that this morning. Is the Wall Street betting gang in silver? Silver had its highest price in 8 years yesterday. The silver ETF, SLV, is ranked number 157 overall. Well, I had one of the Wall Street bet people send me an email. I guess he listens to my show, saying, no, we're not going after silver. Well, with or without them, I do like silver right now. I like hard assets and commodities, not for 100% of my portfolio, but this seems to be a very hot area of the market right now. And silver is usually the trade of choice when it comes to a hot commodities market. In fact, you had the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. They had to hike their margins because there was so much buying going on in silver. And a guy that used to work at the firm I was at, Rick Rule, I haven't heard from him a long time ago, he says that the narrative driving the rise of silver futures and equity is powerful, says Sprott USA Holdings CEO Rick Rule. Yes, I used to work with that guy many years ago in San Diego, just for a short period of time. All right, now we're going to start getting into individual stocks, and as I talk about each individual stock, I'm going to put into perspective where it's ranked overall, okay? This is how I take the temperature of the market every day. I don't take the temperature of the market by looking at how much the Dow is up or down. I take the temperature of the market by looking at individual stocks within the market, because that gives you a whole different picture. I use the analogy, you can look at the surface of the water and you don't see anything but a flat, calm sea, maybe. You dive down under the water and it's a whole different picture down there. Well, let's start with the number 28 ranked stock overall. Believe it or not, it's Tesla. Morgan Stanley is teasing folks today with a $3,000 best case scenario, you know, fly me to the moon valuation. I think that's way off base. But their base price target on Tesla, they're raising it to $880. Well, I will say this about Tesla. It's definitely a valuation bubble. However, 50% growers are hard to come by. They trade at premium, glamorous, sexy multiples. That's why the stock is currently ranked number 28 overall. It's looking pretty perky today. Morgan Stanley says somewhere between 880 and maybe 3,000. Well, you look at the chart for yourself. One of the strongest stocks in the entire market. A lot of companies to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half. Look at GameStop, down $131 per share. Now, if you would have tried to get shares to short when it was 500, 400, I doubt very much that you could have got shares to short. You always have to look at that, whether or not the brokerage house that you're with has shares that you can borrow to sell or to short. GameStop down 134 points right now. It's under 100. It's at $90 per share after visiting $500 per share. You see how valuations matter? If you're new to this stock market stuff, I would say the first thing you want to learn is valuation, and then learn about momentum, relative strength, alpha, all the rest of it, and then combine the two. That's what I did, and I come up with some kind of a ranking system. I have my best stocks. Now, I live, breathe, die by that as a professional money manager. It is my guide. All right, well, let's take a look here at what else is going on in the market today. We got so much to talk about. There's a lot of companies reporting earnings. We're off to a very good start. Well, we're about a third of the way through earnings season right now. And I want to say about 82% of the companies that have reported have beat their earnings estimates. Now, this is important, very important information, because this takes the temperature of the macro picture of the market. You know, that's another thing for new folks or folks that haven't been in the market for very, very long. The market and the macro outlook have a lot of impact, on a lot of influence on how individual stocks do. I don't care how good of a stock picker you are. If we get into another bear market, which we will, or a steep correction, which we will, I don't care how good of a stock picker you are. You know, 80% of the move in a stock daily is market related, okay? So you've got to really know the macro picture, and that's why I do a whole 2 pages in my newsletter every week just devoted to the macro picture. I'm the guy who's been right for the last 13 years about the macro picture of the market. That's why you may want to know what I have to say now. I updated it last Saturday in the newsletter, which you can get 2 free weeks of at GundersonCapital.com. And you can also look and see how the portfolios are doing. Okay, SPAC mania. Now, SPACs weren't around in 2000. It was dot-com mania, and it was IPOs, the traditional way of going public. Now you've got these SPACs, these specialty acquisition corporations. You got a hot new one. You know, I look at them. I put them on my watch list. I don't have much interest in buying many of them. ACAC. That's a new one. It's backed by MGM. That's going to be a video game company. ACAC soars 26% after hours on merger with Play Studios, a game developer for mobile and social platforms. So what do I do when a new stock comes along like that? I put it on my chart watch list, and I add it to my Best Stocks Now app database. Now, it's going to take a while for it to get a ranking. I want to say 3 months before it gets a ranking. And most of these SPACs have no earnings, so you cannot do a valuation on these stocks. So anyways, that one's just a FYI, new SPAC. Peloton, called the long-term winner by Telsley. Well, Peloton's ranked number 1,106 overall. Peloton was one of the hottest stocks of 2020. Here's another rule that I play by. Very seldom do the stocks that worked 1 year work the next year. Let's not forget that Peloton and DocuSign and Zoom Video, they were in the right place at the right time back in February when a virus called COVID, Corona, came along. And when all the gyms shut down, Peloton was sitting in the right place. And when all the boardrooms shut down and the conference rooms and the big table with all the chairs and maybe some snacks in the middle, at least a Diet Coke, shut down, it went to Zoom. Well, those were great stocks last year, but they don't look so good this year to me. That's just my opinion. And the app backs up what I'm saying. The app's got Peloton ranked at 1,106. So take a bike ride, Peloton. Okay, one of the other hot areas of the market, lithium, batteries, battery storage, electric vehicles, alternative energy, fuel cells, etc. Well, here's a new shooter in the lithium battery space. Now, what do I do when I come along to something like this? I put it on my watch list. Do I own it? No. But it's a company that's been around for a while that bought a company today that does electrification and clean energy markets. They bought Denmark-based battery management systems. So they're remaking themselves. Sensata Technologies, I followed this stock for quite some time. It's been just okay. It's ranked number 1,305. But we'll keep our eye on it because it's got a jolt of the new electricity coming from lithium. And that's a hot area of the market right now. Another hot area of the market, I've said many times, I actually grew up in the billboard business. My father was in the billboard business. He was quite well known in the billboard business. The billboard of our day is what I hold in my hand here, my cell phone. I have three tablets that I look at during the day with different screens going across those tablets. That's the billboard of today, digital. Digital advertising. One of the biggest winners I ever found was the Trade Desk, TTD. Unbelievable stock. Still own a little bit of it, but we cleaned up on that stock. We're always looking for the next Trade Desk. We own a couple right now that are similar to Trade Desk. Well, there's a new shooter in the digital advertising space. I added it to my app today. I had a very productive morning finding new stuff, interesting stuff. DMS. We'll keep our eye on it. We'll keep our eye on it. Digital Media Solutions. They made an acquisition that puts them right smack dab in the middle of digital media distribution capabilities. Okay. Li Auto. Another hot area. Chinese EV cars. Li Auto. I reported yesterday a couple of them. XPeng and another one. Their sales are booming. They're not profitable yet. China has about five major players in the EV space. Boyd, Li, L-I. They have Liu. Liu, yes, that's entirely different. L-I-U. That one had a big day yesterday, I noticed. They also have Great Wall, X. There's several, okay, and I follow them very closely. Li reported sales growth yesterday, year over year, of 356%. Stock's been kind of weak lately, but Li is a $27 billion player out of China, LI. Their sales were up 365% year over year. Okay, now here's an example of a dud. This is the one I was talking about earlier. My whole thing is best stocks now, not best stocks of yesteryear, not stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. What's on the other side of the hydrogen fuel cells and the lithium batteries and all of this and the wind and alternative energy sources? Thick, black, gooey oil. Texas tea. Old Jed's a millionaire. BP. Well, Bill, it's got a yield of 8.4%. Yeah, but the stock goes down almost every day. What good does an 8% yield do you if you lose that in the principal? They offset one another. We're looking for total return. So where is BP ranked in the best stocks now app.com? 3,212. I like to focus on, you know, stocks that are ranked B+ or better. B plus or better. Right now there's about 900 such stocks. Not BP. 3,212. Do you know that BP reported their first full year loss in a decade? That means they lost money last year. The $69 billion energy giant lost money last year. You want to own oil stocks? Lesson number five, being in the right sectors of the market is critical. When we come back, we'll name a few stocks that are in the right sectors and doing just fine, thank you. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, you can also listen to whoever you want to listen to. You can follow whoever you want to follow. GameStop's $83 per share right now, down $141, all the way down from $500 per share. Now, here's yesterday. Here's the latest phishing report. Well, there's method to my madness. These guys, I've met these guys. They go out every single day fishing, every day. They're on the water. There's four, they have a fleet of four little boats. They go around the Charleston Harbor here and the rivers. They're on the water every day. They know more about the fishing in this area than anybody else. Redfin charters, okay? Here's their report. They report that the fishing continues to be very good on the lower stages of the tide. Redfish. That's a prize fish, by the way. I've got many. They are fun to catch on 10-pound test, are getting up on the mud flats and feeding if conditions are good. But if the flats don't heat up, look for them to be way back in the deepest holes looking for warmer water and safety. Artificials still continue to outproduce live bait. You know how valuable that is? That narrows down my search if I ever get a couple hours away from this desk looking at stock charts to go fishing. I know exactly where to go. I'm not going to waste my time in some of the more other traditional spots that worked last month. They're not working this month. Well, I liken myself to a fishing guide. I'm on the water every single day from 6 a.m. till 4 p.m., sometimes longer. And there's a lot to be said for that. There's no substitute for that. So, what have I observed here recently? Well, I continue to like these commodity-related stocks. I've seen some huge runs in the commodity-related stocks. I think the commodities, there's several reasons. They sense more spending by our government. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat. There's one thing they have in common, they know how to spend. And they spent us into oblivion. That's not good for your currency. And we're starting to see just a little bit of inflation, and we're seeing interest rates. That was one of the most important charts in my newsletter last week, was that chart of the 10-year yield. It's definitely in an uptrend. Oh, I know, it's still low, 1.1, somewhere around there. But that makes a lot of these commodity stocks heat up a little bit. Vale, V-A-L-E, having a little pop today. They're still trying to settle their problems down in Brazil. Vale is ranked number 648 overall, and it's one I own in my dividend. Dividend, not BP. Well, I know BP has an 8.4% dividend yield. You can have it. Take it all day. You can also own, GameStop at $300 a share, too. We can go where we want to go, choose what we want to choose, but I try to stay in the best areas of the market. Oh, a lot of people got all excited about Pfizer and the vaccine. You know what? Pfizer's been a bad stock, bad, over the years. And the vaccine, along with three or four others, didn't help it. It's currently ranked 3,904. They can't even beat earnings with their vaccine, with the vaccine wins behind their back. Pfizer, 3,904. Harley-Davidson reports earnings. It's 2,379. You hear them roaring in on a hog? Well, the stock is not roaring in at all. Alibaba beats by 13 cents. Jack Ma in trouble again. This stock I owned until the tide changed. That's another rule, top 20 rule probably. When something big, a big event happens in a stock, they lose their momentum. You can't get momentum back. I don't care what the valuation is. The valuation looks good on Alibaba. But the momentum and the sentiment is terrible. Alibaba's ranked number 547. Well, that's okay, but it's no longer a top-ranked stock. And you have a CEO that's not popular with the Communist China Party. It's not good to be unliked by the Communist Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, Jack Ma. For that reason, we don't own Baba anymore. UPS, you think with all of the boxes showing up on people's doorsteps, this would be a good stock. Well, that's another thing people do. They buy stories. They buy stocks because in their mind it makes sense. But you have to look at the numbers underneath the stock. The numbers I look at are the valuation and the performance of the stock. UPS is ranked number 4,183. What about the oil refiners? That's got to be a good business in this market. They're cheap right now. Marathon Petroleum, one of the biggest. 3,193. All right, we'll close with two good ones here today. Actually, I have three. Real quickly here, the home builders. MDC Holdings beats by 46 cents. I can't even tell you how tight the housing market is here in Charleston. I can't even tell you. My wife's been out just looking just for fun. There's nothing. And if something comes available in our neighborhood, it's gone in days. MDC Holdings, MDC symbol, ranked number 104 overall. They had a very nice earnings beat. Here's a new one here, Tiger, T-I-G-R, blasting off today. It's the Robin Hood of China. That's the claim. It's got an A-plus momentum grade right now, Tiger, T-I-G-R. And we'll close with this one, number 59 overall. We'll make it our featured stock of the day, Chipotle, number 59, selected by Piper as a high-conviction pick. I agree with that one. And we're out of time. Well, I've had a lot of fun. It's time for me to get in my office chair and look at a lot of charts here today. And if I see anything that really makes my eyeballs pop out, you can follow me on StockTwits.com. I'm at Bill Gunderson. No anonymous names. I'm not hiding behind any kind of anonymity. At BillGunderson.com. I'm also on Twitter under the same handle, at BillGunderson.com. And I'm also a fishing guide that guides you through the waters. When I buy or sell something, that's one service I offer, I let you know, okay? But I also am a money manager. That's my largest position, my largest duty here. And I take my duties very, very seriously. I try to be the very best steward over those funds that I've been entrusted with that I possibly can. And I think my guys will back that up. You can talk to one of them. Ask him, what is Bill like? Well, maybe you better not. Until payday, anyways. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Try out the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. It's the fishing guides report that comes out every single week from my office. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.